as you said, Wolfen, there are no secrets. You must put in great effort, you know, something that I've been thinking about a lot in terms of if you want, you know, in order to have faith, you have to put in the effort. You can't just expect it to appear out of thin air. So practice, practice, practice.
Sounds good to me.
Wolf, if I could ask a question.
Sure.
Do we have time for a question?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know a couple of people have mentioned it this way, and I still refer to it, but can you say a few words about the idea of trying to relax or working hard to realize the principles versus relaxing into the principles and recognizing it's not effort dependent versus a letting go of things?
We were talking today about...
Am I clear about the question?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We were talking today about, you know, we were working on the grasping the sparrow's tail. And we were looking at the movement into the corner after, you know, after the second ward off. And there is, you know, I kept trying to focus our attention on something that one of the students said. The coalescence of the idea of sinking and relaxing. So, you know, you do something like you turn the waist into the corner, and that there can be so much of that that has to, you know, a quality of doing in the hands or turning the waist that has on a cellular level qualities of hardness. And the idea of letting the left side drop into the right foot, you know, really kind of characterizes, you know, in a small way how we approach all the ideas in Tai Chi. It's not so much that we do anything, but we relax into it. You know, and it has to do with all the qualities of the form and even in the application of push hands. Just a kind of letting go and a dropping and a relaxing.
Yep. I think I'm still, you know, as I listen to people, I've become conscious of what I'm working on myself, and it's the idea that as I'm trying to deepen my understanding, that if I'm trying to accomplish it, that it's a push and pull at the same time. If I let go and relax into it, or if I relax and try to listen to it or hear it, that's probably a more efficient way of learning the lesson.
There's tightness in the doing. You know, one of the basic principles is wu wei, is not doing. It's a way of just being accessible through being open and through being without the quality of forcing to be open to the greatness of the chi. So increasingly, we have to be able to identify, what did Chen Wenqing say, even the desperate will to succeed, a absolute relaxation that eliminates the tightness that blocks the chi. Anything that we do, even if it's externally correct, if there's a quality of tightness on an energetic level, it's not Tai Chi.
In my practice, it seems like before you can even get to any kind of a feeling, even a small one, of what it means to be relaxed, even for a nanosecond, that you have to go through this gate where you're really hurting. I mean, you have to you feel the tightness first and imbalance, and it can be overwhelming. Like, it's almost like you have to get through that gate, because first of all, you're hearing it, and then you've got to try to let it go. And sometimes you think that's all you are, is just that tightness, because you will finally hear all of it. And
right.
If you just have faith, I would think, then to pass through that gate, then things start to fall into place, even if just a little, and that feeling of oneness in any part of you, in your form, in your being, will show up. It's just that you have to kind of pass through all that hard stuff that you've accumulated. You got to clean out the room before you can put in new furniture.
I hear the words of an old Chinese man: lose, 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 until you have nothing left to lose.